Darrell, what drama here. What's your first thoughts after winning a second Ulster title?
Listen, the Belgian mob, we probably robbed them a wee bit at the end, you know. Listen, we were in the game the whole way up. They took 2 points lead at a crucial time. We got back to a point and then we got a goal near the end, and the 34 Masters here, listen, they're a phenomenal side. Listen, as you read in the interviews, they haven't been bit all through in finals and stuff. Told the boys that coming into the day that they're going to be a great side. But listen, to be honest, we probably maybe nipped at the end of them, but I'll take it any day.
How much of underdogs did you feel you were?
Well,
if you did at all, and listen, how did you approach it really?
I never thought we were underdogs, but my problem was, listen, Donoughmore was the big favourites coming into the tournament, and we had boys up at the game last week, and here, listen, they were glad to see Donoughmore a bit, and I was feared of that. Mm-hmm. I thought that our boys maybe was going in maybe a wee bit too confident, and we were pushing all week about how good this side was. Listen, no, been from there and Donoughmore closer. We knew a good bit about Donoughmore and how good they were, the county players and that, but four Masters was coming here on the unknown, you know.
3-0 up, controlling it, and then leaked that goal, a high ball that wasn't cleared.
It's
probably against the run of play a bit, maybe by the way as we're going at that stage.
Listen, at half time we spoke to the boys and I says, listen, out of their 1-4, we give them 1-2. So out of our silly mistakes. But listen, that's football. I says them at half time, we cut out the mistakes, we won the game. Start of the second half, we give them 2 points from mistakes again. But listen, we come through at the end, that's the main thing.
Patrick Harn will go down in history as the man who scored the winning goal. But how important was your other goal to level it at 1-6 each?
Oh, without, and here to be fair, it was a must kick the ball landed on the young Shea Jott, and here he finished it well.
Will Tara admit that, do you think?
No, he'll never admit it. No, he'll admit it was past, but listen.
But it was a big moment.
It was a turning point in the game. Whenever, and then we went 1-up after that, and I thought to myself then, listen, we're starting to push on here, but here, 4 Masters, there's 3 champions, do you come back and went ahead again, you know?
One of the Dungiven parents said to me, we needed this. What's the thoughts now as of won it? What does it do in the long term? What does it do now?
Well,
on the mouth of Christmas.
As I said to the boys before the match, Mal, size of a given club, there's 2 teams that's won Ulster medals. We're the third. And to the lift that it's, the buzz that Dungiven had is 2 or 3 days. Men talking to you here that's 60, 70 years of age, and one of the individuals that was saying about how big a buzz this was, and it was here, they've never seen nothing like it since 97. And they put that in the young boys' minds here. It was just phenomenal for them, you know.
And finally, outside of all the scores he's got, there's an unbelievable battling qualities all through that. Whenever you were probably against it, but he's kept hanging in. Patrick McCain maybe typified it by the amount of turnovers he's making. He's were hanging in there.
Without a doubt.
How important was that?
In the first half, whenever we went 1 down, Owen Higgins had 2 points after they went 1 up. They leveled us twice. And it says to the boys at half time, and all year, anytime we went down, we come back. And this was not going to be any difference.
You responded to their goal the same way you did against Burn.
Without a doubt. And here, listen, as I say, the first goal was maybe just, here was a wee bit lucky, but you need luck to win football.